do.
Well, we play a little game.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And you're going to play with us. Come on.
All right, cool. Yeah.
It's called Tap Out.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I ask you questions. You answer the questions. Anytime you feel uncomfortable, you don't feel you want to answer the question, you gracefully say, I tap out.
All right, four-legged leg lock.
Okay, you ready? Your first kiss. How old were you when you had your first kiss?
It depends on what kind of kiss we're talking
real
about.
Real kiss, not kiss your mom, not kiss your
all
grandma,
right, well,
real kiss.
There's like stages that I progressed over time.
Okay.
My first kiss, I'm like 6.
Okay.
My first soap opera kiss.
Yes.
I'm like 9 years old.
And so what was the 9-year-old kiss? What was her name?
It's the open. I'm not giving out names either.
Oh, come on.
I don't do that.
Do we know her?
I don't kiss and tell.
All right. What's the worst thing you've ever been busted for?
Jumping off a building.
Jumped off a building?
What?
Yeah.
How tall was the building?
A 2-story building.
Why?
I was running from the cops. I wasn't supposed to be up there.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
What were you doing up there?
I tried to play it off. I tried to lie, and I shouldn't have even tried, because my parents looked at me at first, and they were just like, yeah. It's the only time I've ever fractured anything. I fractured my ankle, man. I jumped off. I was, like, freaking. I was with my friend. And of course, we're hanging out doing something very stupid.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we hear, woo! And it's just like, ugh! So he gets to climb down gracefully. I'm out of time. They're coming across the roof. I'm like, yo! I think I'm, you know, Superman. I land, you know, I jump, try and land on my feet, do like a little roll. I was like, ow.
And you broke your ankle.
It wasn't like broke. It was just kind of like split and beat up pretty bad. But I limped home.
Okay.
I didn't get caught, thank goodness. But don't do that.
No, yeah. It's not bright.
It sucks, man. Because then your folks look at you and you're like, what did you do? I'm like, I fell off the monkey bars.
Right.
Sure.
You're like, sure. Well, guess what? You're in trouble just for lying and you're in pain.
Exactly.
You're not getting your aspirin. It's like,
okay. Did you ever wet the bed?
Oh, yeah. When
yeah?
I was a kid.
Okay.
Okay.
How old were you the last time you wet the bed?
Oh, I don't know.
22.
Yeah, right. It was yesterday.
I was really drunk. So.
And at like 30 shots. We're in Vegas, man.
What's the best prank you've ever pulled?
The best prank I've ever pulled? I'm not much of a prankster. I'm pretty gullible, actually, so they usually get pulled on me.
So what's the best prank that's ever been pulled on you?
It was at the time when they were shooting the Star Wars movie or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all just wanted to be a part of this movie because
right.
We all love Star Wars. And sure enough, like, Jay told us, like, he was like, yo, I gotta quit the tour. And we were like, why? He's like, I got chosen to be Anakin. And we were like, oh my God!
Oh, no.
Dude, call him up and see if I can do it, man. I'll be Jabba's worm boy. I was like, there, you know, just wanted to be in the flick. And sure enough, like, I mean, he had us buying it for hours and hours. And we were all, like, all of us just felt like we got hit with a sledgehammer because we were like, we're quitting touring. We're not going to get to play anymore. And he's in the movie. And we want to be in the movie. Because, like, he always, like, he didn't really care about the flick. Like, he was like, it's okay, it's cool. But, like, me and Joey and Chris especially, we were just like, man, Star Wars is, you know, and it was just like,
there was
well.
The rumor, though, that you guys were going to have, you were going to be in one of the scenes.
Yeah.
That was going around.
Well, we did. We actually taped some stuff, but we just ended up on the floor.
You don't have footage for yourself?
No, I don't have it.
Dang.
But I was wearing the gear, man. I was wearing full Jedi gear. We went through the training, the sword training
and
everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, do you shave any part of your body other than your face?
I don't
armpits,
shave.
Chest.
That's pretty gross.
Okay,
I'm not a bodybuilder or anything.
Okay, well,
I don't hit the gym religiously or anything.
Was Tara Reid drunk in the blow me up video?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just checking.
No, that's my girl, dude.
I know, but it's
anybody talking smack about her.
Okay.
She's a good person.
Cool.
All right. What's the strangest thing a groupie has ever given you?
Dude, I don't know. We've gotten some weird stuff. We got... Yeah, this is bizarre. They made a cardboard stage and made a gummy bear audience and then painted and dressed up 5 gummy bears as us. It was weird, man.
Which gummy... What color was your gummy bear?
I don't remember what color it was. It was a while ago. But I will never forget
wild.
That. And they used to... And there's... the same kids, like, they would show up in different cities, and they used to sew together. It'd be something that would be, like, I don't know, 10 by 10 or something.
Uh-huh.
And they would have sewn gummy bears together, but in colors, so they could spell your name in the middle of these gummy bear mats.
Well, that is weird.
What's the reference to gummy bears? Are you guys are fans of gummy bears?
Well, or? When we were in Germany, we just hated the food. And it was like literally the only thing you'd see us eat is like either fast food or a pack of gummy bears.
Okay.
And so it's just like somehow it's like you say one day, I like gummy bears.
And then you're...
Right.
So,
Kobe, guilty or no?
I don't know. Nobody knows. The only people that know are him and the girl.
Good answer. Yeah. Worst celebrity encounter.
Worst celebrity encounter. I don't think I've had.
Maybe somebody was late or something.
No, dude. I'm actually been pretty fortunate, man. I just everybody that I've met so
has been
far,
really cool.
Really cool. Nobody I mean, and usually the reason why people are making in this business is because they're pretty cool.
Okay. There's nobody not, had bad breath
of,
or
man,
anything.
There's not a lot of room for assholes anymore. It's a different game now. Okay.
All right. What's the your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, my God.
Anything from when you were real little?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Till recently.
I got a pile of those. I think the most embarrassing thing is when I was my first homecoming date, I was stepping off the bus, going to ask this girl. I've been waiting a week thinking,
right.
Oh, is it going to be her? You know, this is the one, dude. This is my lady right here.
Yeah.
It's gonna be my lady friend for the evening. And, dude, sure enough, I have a friend whose name is Jimi Hendrix growing up. He's a blonde-haired kid with a mullet. And sure enough, man, I hop off the bus, and I'm kind of like, you know, everybody after they get off the bus, they chat with each other before they head home.
Sure.
And I roll up to this girl, and I'm like, yo, you know, hey, I just wanted to know if, you know, maybe you and I could go to homecoming together. I mean, I got the words out of my mouth, and my pants were at my ankles, dude.
Yeah?
And I'm not talking about my pants. I'm talking about all of it, son. And
oh, I was like, oh, you got pants.
Yo! I was like, you want to go with me?
Yeah. Me, the new
and I'm just, and it was weird because it feels like it was in slow motion. I said me, and I just looked down at my pants, and I was so stunned, I just, like, hung out for a minute, dude. I was just like... Ooh. Looking at my pants, at my ankles, everything else.
Did you get the date?
I mean, I had the breeze going, I had the whole nine. But yeah, you know what? I still got the date.
Yeah. Ah.
But for about 15 seconds, it was like my life was flashing before my eyes, and sweat was just like my mouth was watery, my forehead was running. It was bad news.
Good
dude.
Stuff, man. Yeah. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah. You did a good job.
Man,
good
I didn't
job.
Tap out, man.
No tapping
good
out.
Good job.
I'm scared of you.
Well, give us the date of this CD again when it comes out.
Who knows when the disc is coming out, but the single should be out pretty soon.
Okay.
And this it's called Schizophrenic. And as far as the show goes tonight, just to give you guys a clue, my friend Tara does know whose birthday it is.
Oh.
Good friend of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But it'll be tonight. Call 702-889-5926. And you can come to this super secret, undisclosed Woo! Location.
We also...
It's at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And we have everybody who comes in now sign my belly, so you have to sign my
sign
belly.
Got to. Bow wow
either that
it
or go to the
week.
OB appointment, man.
Yeah, this is your choice.
Give me the Sharpie.
Go to my OB appointment and we go do pregnancy yoga or...
Dude,
you
I'm
sign
not
my belly.
In your stomach.
Yeah, you have to.
You have
this
to ride
one's
on
crazy.
All right.
It's
all
a very right. nice stomach, too. Very,
yeah,
very
got
appealing.
A great
it's really
stomach.
Cute.
It is cute, actually. Oh, I'm surprised. Usually he's got the whole Audi
right.
thing going on.
Oh, no, mine's still in Indy.
7 months, man.
Are you sure I'm right with
yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
It'll come. No, it'll
it's
trust
fine.
Me. We've had a lot of people. Yeah, it'll come off.
Come on.
You
scrub for hours on purpose.
Then you have to lotion up to make sure.
Boy, he's getting kind of close there, Amy. Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's
that the
one,
weirdest
that's
thing
one of the weirdest
ever
things
done.
I've ever done. And your kid is talking to me right now, going, "Thanks for the massage, homie."
Well, yeah. Well, her name's Peyton, so I'll let her know.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, getting out of bed.
Oh no, dude, it was my pleasure. Once I knew it, I was happy to come talk to that butthead right there.
You're the butthead.
Okay.
Let it be known.
All right, that's the wingman today. All right, so hey, JC, I guess it's tonight, 10 o'clock.
Tonight, call the number.
And find out exactly what's going on, where the venue's going to be at.
Remember, it's a birthday, man, so bring something. No, I'm just kidding.
JC, we appreciate you coming by, man.
It's my pleasure, man.
All right, it's 98.5 KLUC, Las Vegas' number one hit music station. As the 98.